Hey, this is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The clinical patient last name is Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. First name is Edgar, E-D-G-A-R. Next paragraph, a history present known as patient, and it tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, full stop. It was in March of 2014, full stop. A patient was on a military ship, full stop. He was on board in the ocean, full stop. A patient tells me that he was climbing a ladder. In the ship, full stop. Suddenly, the latch door closed on him. The turn wheel, the latch turn wheel, fell and hit the top of his head. Full stop. He had immediate severe pain, comma confusion, comma severe top of the head pain, comma confusion, disorientation. Full stop. Patient did not lose consciousness. Full stop. However, patient. Patient felt severe pain in the head, the confusion, disorientation for the next 1 week. Since the event, the patient has frequent headache. Most of the headache is on top of the head. It is almost on a weekly basis. Patient has trouble remembering. Patient has poor memory. Patient has mood swings. Has significant difficulty to concentrate and focus. The first time patient also has insomnia symptoms. The first time has trouble sleeping. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as a technical training person for Bay Alarm, A-L-A-R-M. Patient tells me that his headaches are significantly affecting his concentration and focus at work. Patient is not able to remember task duties at times. Patient's poor memory is significantly affecting his performance. Next paragraph, a patient also of other event with a multiple head injury. Patient tells me throughout the same journey, in 2014 on the same ship, patient tells me he hit the head many times. He tells me that he has lost count how many times he hit his head. Patient does not remember how many more times he hit his head. However, patient tells me that every time he hit his head, patient would have headache, confusion, disorientation. There's no loss of consciousness. Next paragraph. It is my impression the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. A patient has a repetitive head injury in 2004 while he was on a military ship. One specific incident, he was climbing on a ladder, suddenly the latch door closed on him. The latch door turn wheel, fell directly on top of his head. Patient had immediate severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, patient tells me that he has severe head pain, disorientation, confusion for the next week. Patient also multiple head injury to the head that he does not remember exact time. Patient tells me that he has a quote unquote countless incidents of a head injury. He does not remember how many times he hit his head. It was throughout the deployment on that ship. Next paragraph. Since these events, a patient of severe head pain on an everyday on an every week basis. Patient has poor memory. His poor memory is seen on objective examination and a MoCA examination where he missed all five on the short-term recall. Patient also mood swings, insomnia symptoms, memory difficulties, which are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Next part of it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Response to DNA dictation.